companies are bringing workers back, some essential employees never stopped. NPR's Leila Fadel spent the morning on a Los Angeles public bus with one of them.
A cleaning crew of three disinfects the bus that Nelson Sabata is about to begin operating. He looks on with a face covering, concealing his nose and mouth, and when they're done, he does his check.
We gotta perform the brake test.
He checks the brakes, the tires, looks for damage, then he pulls out yellow caution tape from a storage cupboard.
I wanna make sure that I got enough. That should be enough.
He tapes off the seats nearest him.
This also is gonna protect you because my bus is not gonna get crowded in the front, it's only gonna get crowded in the back.
Only those who need the space for wheelchairs or walkers will board from the front. Everyone else boards in the back. It's one of many precautions Sabata takes.
I'm the only one that provides for my family. If I get sick, what's going to happen to my family? Every day that I go home, I'm going thinking, I hope that I didn't think.
This morning, he's driving bus line 68. It's a 10-mile route that stretches through downtown, along Cesar Chavez Avenue, through East LA, and out to a now-deserted mall. Typically, he's navigating through gridlock, but on this morning, he cruises past mostly empty bus stops. Every once in a while, Sabata picks up a passenger. The bus flashes a sign and plays a recording reminding people face coverings are required. The demand for public transportation has dropped dramatically from 1.2 million to just under 400,000 people per day in the city. But there are those who depend on buses and trains to get them to the bank, to the grocery store, or to their jobs, and many of them are people of color. It's part of the reason COVID-19 is hitting Latino and Black communities harder than others. Experts say it's reflective of long-standing inequities, lack of access to healthy food and healthcare, but it's also the kind of jobs and transportation people depend on. A study from the Economic Policy Institute shows that far fewer Black and Latino residents in the U.S. can telework compared to others. On this day, Maribel Lainez, a full-time student, is headed to her full-time job at a downtown pharmacy.
I'm more aware. I have to be more cautious and more safe. Yeah, sometimes I don't even want to take the bus.
Her commute is risky, and so is her work.
Since the pharmacy is located in downtown, we're primarily at a higher risk because of the population. Majority of our customers are homeless people, and some of our regulars have already contacted the virus.
The homeless are particularly vulnerable to infection. They have less access to soap and water and often live in crowded spaces, so Lainez feels more exposed. On top of that, her hours have been cut. She lives with her mom, who also is an essential worker at a meatpacking plant.
We usually pay our rent on time, but now we're paying it like a week or 2 weeks behind.
Lainez is one of millions of essential workers who stayed on the job throughout this pandemic. At first on the bus, she was terrified. She was constantly wearing gloves and using hand sanitizer.
But now, honestly, I try not to scare myself. I try not to touch my face. I wash my hands as soon as I can. As soon as I get to work, I wash my hands. I sanitize my phone.
She still wears a mask, but like so many, she's getting tired of being so cautious. The bus is usually pretty empty. She notices, though, that today there are more people, and she worries that as the city opens up, the buses will soon be crowded, and she'll have to risk sitting close to someone else who could make her sick. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Los Angeles.